If something is learned from a binyanav, can it then be taught through a hekesh or a gzeir shava or a kalvachoyim or another binyanav? We can answer one of these from a brisa. The brisa says, if blood of a carbon is kept past sundown, it's considered to be valid in the sense that if it's brought onto mizbech, it would not be taken down. We learn this from a binyanav, from emarim of a carbon that are left after shkia, that they remain kosher in the sense that if they're brought onto mizbech, they would not be taken down. We learn that this is true for emarim from a binyanav, from the meat of a carbon shlomim, that does not become possible when left overnight. We see that the braisa takes something that was learned from a binyanav and teaches it further through another binyanav. Mishnah then says, Shiyari Adam v'chulu, why would the blood be poured there? The pasuk says, El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'ula Asher Pesach Ha'Oil Moed, which teaches it should be poured at the part of the Mizbech that he comes upon first when leaving the Oil Moed. Tokmar Vaiter, Bryce says, the pasuk says, El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'Ula, which teaches it should not be poured on the base of the inside Mizbech. Another pasuk says, El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'Ula, which teaches that the inside Mizbech did not have a base. A third pasuk says, El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'Ula, which teaches that all carbonists that are brought on the outside of Mizbech are to have their leftover blood poured onto its base. Maybe this pasuk should be darshan to teach that the oila brought on the outside of this bech, which gets two blood applications on two opposite corners, should only have its applications on the corners where there is a base. Rabbi Shmuel said that we would know this from a kal vachomer. If the leftover blood, which does not bring a kapara, has to be poured onto the base, then the blood applications themselves, which bring a kapara, must surely be done in a place where there is a base, where there is a yesoid. Rabbi Kiva said the kal vachomer is like this. If the leftover blood that does not bring a kapara and is not brought for purposes of a kapara, and yet it needs to be poured on the yesoid, then the blood applications of an oila, which brings a kapara and is brought for purposes of a kapara, must certainly be applied on an area where there is a yesoid. Now, according to both of them, if we have a kal vachomer, why do we need the pasuk of El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'Oila? It's to teach that all carbonates that are brought on the outside Mizbech are to have their leftover blood poured onto its base. How can the right say that the pasuk of El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'Oila teaches that it should not be poured on the base of the inside Mizbech? The pasuk is needed to simply teach that the Kohen Gadol's par, which is offered on the inside Mizbech, has to have its leftover blood, its shirayim, poured on the outside Mizbech. Furthermore, that can be learned from the pasuk of Asher Pesach Oyel Moed. Talking about the Braisa said that the third pasuk comes to teach that all korbanos brought on the outside Mizbech have to have their leftover blood poured onto the Yesoid. This is because it can't be understood as teaching that the subject of the pasuk, which is Nasi's Chatas, has to have his leftover blood poured on the Yesoid of the outside Mizbech, because the essential avoidance of this carbon are done on the outside Mizbech. So this would be obvious. You also can't say that we would have thought that the korbanos brought on the inside Mizbech must have their blood poured on the base of the outside Mizbech, and therefore korbanos brought on the outside Mizbech must have their leftover blood also poured on the inside Mizbech, because the inside Mizbech has no yesoid. Therefore, this pasuk is extra. It is darshan to teach that all korbanos brought on the outside Mizbech have to have their leftover blood poured on the yesoid of the outside Mizbech. Reflecting where the Braisa said, maybe this pasuk should be darshan to teach that the oiler brought on the outside Mizbech, which gets two zrikas on the two opposite corners. Maybe it should only have its applications on the corners where there's yesoid. Now, if the pasuk is referring to the blood applications, it should have said el yesoid ha'oila without using the word Mizbech. And for the Gemara, if it would not have said Mizbach, we would have thought that these zrikas should be done on the vertical wall of the Mizbach. The word Mizbach teaches that it should be done on the horizontal top, meaning like the roof of the Mizbach. Meaning on the roof of the Yesoid, the horizontal part of the Yesoid of the Mizbach.